We have all the goodies you're going to need for the new translation of the Mass because...
We are iSnark! Bum-ba-da-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum!
iSnark! You snark! We all snark for the iSnark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Littergeist drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Chant. It's What's for Mass. And now, feeling great after singing sacramentary chants for Mass last Sunday, Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Why, hello and welcome. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. Thank you for tuning in to our 177th episode of your friendly neighborhood iSnark. And we did indeed sing the Mass chants from the 2010 sacramentary last Sunday. And it really felt great. Don't get me wrong, I like the People's Mass. I'll take that over Massive Cremation or the St. Louis Jesuits any day. But it's nice to be able to use that new translation. It's a lot more prayerful. And to sing them using chant melodies. Music already given to us by the church. It's just an added plus. And to boot, we also sang two chant hymns during communion. You'll hear about those shortly, okay? My opening rant today is of a non-liturgical nature. Let me just start by saying I do not watch much TV at all. And that's probably a good thing considering the avalanche of crap that lands on the channels like Gather Hymnals land in pews these days. I mean, these days, anyone can host a TV talk show, and the topics at hand are pretty much the same depending on who's hosting. I like most of Mari Povich's stuff myself, you know. People make fools of themselves on national TV because they can't practice a simple little thing called abstinence. You know, it's either spouse has taken lie detector tests to find out that his or her spouse is not the only one that he or she is doing, or a DNA test to prove that some guy is the father of some girl's baby. And why? Like I said, failure to practice abstinence. Truthfully, I find it even more hilarious when some chick is so sure that her ex-boyfriend is the father of her baby that she does all these goofy dances on stage. You know, this is before the man even comes on the stage, okay? She's doing all these goofy dances like, yeah, I know, you're the daddy, you're the baby daddy. And only to find out, here comes the DNA test, and Mario revealing, it's really funny, you know. When it comes to three-month-old Chico, Pablo, you are not the father. So now he's doing the goofy dance on stage, and she's rolling over the floor in tears, okay? Taking the biggest fit of screeching and crying you could ever think of, okay? Now, one might turn around and say to me, oh, you're gloating on somebody else's pain. Well, if that person's making a complete fool out of him or herself in the first place, yes. Moving on, in addition to anybody being able to be a talk show host, anyone can be a TV courtroom judge. I mean, ever since the advent of Judge Judy, who I love to watch because she's about the snarkiest judge you're ever going to see on TV, I mean, she'll put you in your place faster than you can kick a turd to a curb, you know? But since Judge Judy, you've gotten Judge Joe Brown, Judge Hatchett, Judge Alex, Judge Willie, Judge Bugs Bunny, you name it. But yeah, there's not that many shows that I will actually go out of my way to watch. Okay? Mari, Wipeout sometimes, Big Brother, I'm a big fan of Big Brother. Sometimes Storage Wars, I'll watch that once, you know, once in a blue mood. Reruns of Whose Line Is It Anyways, sometimes the Red Sox game. Now, if you want to tick me off, preempt whatever I'm fixing to watch at the time it's reportedly on. Labor Day morning, one local channel did just that. Now, I usually get my 9 o'clock Maury fix in the morning. TV Guide says it's on. Zap2.com says it's on. Put the channel on with my remote. The TV says Maury, but it's not freaking Maury. It's the Doctors. Now, don't get me wrong. The Doctors is a fine show. My wife watches it from time to time, and its sister channel usually plays it during the mid-afternoon hours. But now the station that normally owns shows Maury, owned by the same company as this sister station that now that plays the Doctors in the afternoon, last minute took my show off. It's not the first time I've had that happen to me. I mean, late TV back in the 80s. Sally Jesse Raphael really ticked me off more times than Tiger Woods cheated on his wife. I mean, I'd get comfortable watching Morton Downey Jr. at a certain hour. Guess who replaces it after a few weeks? Sally Jesse Raphael. Then, I find another channel that had Joan Rivers' short-lived late-night talk show, and it was quite a good show. As a matter of fact, the side band was even better. I think I was in it more for the side band than I was for Joan Rivers. The side band for her was run by Mark Hudson. This was Mark Hudson at his best. It was a great show. Put it on one night, Sally Jesse freaking Raphael. Needless to say, I boycotted Sally Jesse Raphael's entire talk show career. Then, of course, there were the shows that I would watch. Show's best episode comes up, and it gets preempted by 20 to 30 minutes of the President of the United States talking out his behind. Now, these last two presidents we've had, now I'm talking the current president and his immediate predecessor, would talk at length without saying a damn thing. I'd rather hear Porky Pig stutter for a half hour. At least he makes sense. Well, on a lighter note, today we're going to talk more on the new translation of the Mass. But first, let's welcome back, fresh from their vacation at the shores of Lake Titicaca, here are the Jungle Screechers.
Feast of the Week!
Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers. And hey, how was Lake Titicaca? Cool. Let's take a look at the middle week of September, shall we? We're going to start with Sunday, September 11th, 2011. In the Extraordinary Form, 13th Sunday after Pentecost. In the Ordinary Form, in Anglican use, 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Monday, September 12th, in all three forms, the Most Holy Name of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Most Holy Name of Mary. Third class is an extraordinary form, and in the ordinary form in Anglican use, optional memorial. Tuesday, September 13th, in the extraordinary form, Feria. The only Feria this week, by the way. However, there is a commemoration of St. Gorgonius, a martyr, during Lauds. In the ordinary form in Anglican use, St. John Chrysostom, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, that's celebrated as a memorial. Wednesday the 14th, in all three forms, one of my favorite feasts, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Gives me a good excuse to whip out Lift High the Cross for the day. I love that hymn. Second class in the extraordinary form and as a feast in the ordinary form in Anglican use. Thursday the 15th, in the extraordinary form, the Seven Sorrows or Seven Dolors of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's a second class feast. Along with a commemoration of St. Nicomedes, a martyr, during a low mass. And in the ordinary form in Anglican use, the feast is known as Our Lady of Sorrows, a memorial. Friday, September 16th, this September 16th would be the 30th anniversary of the death of my father. But anyways, in the extraordinary form, any ordinary form, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian is a third class in the extraordinary form and a memorial in the ordinary form. Cornelius was a third century pope. Cyprian was a third century bishop. Both were third century martyrs. There's also a commemoration in the extraordinary form of Saint Euphemia, a virgin, and Saints Lucy and Geminianus, both martyrs, at low mass. Now, on that same day, the Anglican use people do it a little bit different. They celebrate Cornelius as a memorial and Cyprian as an optional memorial. And then finally, Saturday the 17th, in the extraordinary form, Our Lady on Saturday, the fourth class, with a commemoration of the imprinting of the sacred stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi at Low Mass. In the Anglican use, St. Robert Bellarmine, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, as an optional memorial. And then finally, in the ordinary form that day, you could choose between both optional memorials, Our Lady on Saturday or St. Robert Bellarmine, either one. But we'll be back.
Coming up, no more Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. You'll get three really cool replacements to choose from. Don't go away.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Try this instead.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Now that's better. Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Welcome to another session of In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do. Let's first take a look at
What We Have Done
for the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Before Mass, with the help of the pastor, we rehearsed some of the new translation music with the congregation. And notice I don't use the term gathered assembly, okay? I am so sick and tired of the word gather and any form of it that I could barf projectiles from here to Lake Titicaca. But yeah, we rehearsed some stuff, chant straight from the sacramentary, mind you, and Father Bucci gave the people top-rate catechises on why the changes as a whole. Father knows a lot more about good music and good liturgy than most of the priests I've worked with over my 31 years as an organist, and he really puts these skills to work. Now, our entrance hymn is one you have heard on our last episode, okay, and that was Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation, sung to the tune Westminster Abbey. The psalm of the day, If Today You Hear His Voice, with Psalm 95, setting by Owen Allstott, found in OCP's Respond and Acclaim book, or to some, Respond and Complain. The Alleluia is a Lost 45, won by Robert Twynham. This is one you'll usually find in Seasonal Missalette, We Celebrate, or the People's Mass book, one of those World Library gems. Yep. Some might be familiar with it. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the verse of the day with that is Psalm tone 6F. The offertory was Faith of Our Fathers, sung to the tune St. Catherine. And now we're going to give you a medley of our Liturgy of the Eucharist music. Here it is. And those are the Mass Chant straight from the 2010 Sacramentary, with the exception of the Amen, which is adapted from the beginning of the Sanctus from Mass 8, that is Missa de Angelis. Now, about a month ago, I printed a 2-page melody and text-only sheet that consisted of these chants you just heard, plus the Kyrie and Gloria, also from the Sacramentary. And I submitted that sheet to the pastor, and he got them laminated. And just last Friday, before the first Friday Mass, my wife and I slipped them into the pews so that the 5 o'clock people on Saturday will have them. Our first Friday Mass, by the way, was extraordinary form. We'll get to that shortly. Now, earlier I mentioned that we did do 2 chant hymns at communion, and here is one of them. And that was one I haven't got to use in quite some time, the Ubi Caritas Mode 6 chant setting. The refrain translates to, where there is charity and love, God is there. The second of the chant hymns we done was the meditation, Salve Regina, Mode 5. Finally, the recessional was God of Our Fathers, a.k.a. the national hymn. Now, I did mention that we had a First Friday Mass in the Extraordinary Form last Friday. I didn't record anything that day, though there's one piece I wish I did. Most of the music was no stranger to our First Friday repertoire, and once again, I was assisted by Richard Schoenack of Catholic Light. The opening hymn was O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine, and really two verses is sufficient to get the priest in service to the altar and get them started on the prayers at the foot of the altar. There was no Asperges May, since it wasn't a Sunday. Nor was there a Gloria or a Credo. The propers were once again from the Complete Proper of the Mass by Koch and Green, the prescribed text of the votive Mass for the Sacred Heart outside of Paschal time. The ordinary of the Mass was the Missa de Angelis. After chanting the offertory proper, we sang one that we've used the last couple of times, the Cor Duce Coram Abile text and harmony from the new St. Basil hymnal. And while the people were receiving communion, we sang a hymn called Cor Jesu Trinitatis. And this is one that I wish I had recorded. Oh, well, maybe next time. But anyways, how many of you remember a hymn called Accept Almighty Father? This is one that was in Worship 2. It's number 4 in the old Worship 2. And this has also appeared in the old monthly Missalette back in the late 60s and 70s. Well, the tune used for Cor Jesu Trinitatis is also used for Accept Almighty Father, but with a different ending. The tune is called Gott soll gepriesen. Still quite nice, even though the ending's a little different. The communion proper, of course, immediately followed. The recessional hymn was To Jesus' Heart All Burning, which many of you have, I'm sure, heard before. And now,
what we're going to do.
Well, for this coming Sunday, the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we'll be pulling off the first in a series of 3 psalm settings in a row by Richard Rice. This one is Psalm 103, using the antiphon, The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. Richard Rice has some very good chant-like psalm settings, some of which could very effectively be done a cappella, as well as accompanied. The Alleluia will be the same Robert Twynham that we did last Sunday, and we'll be using that one for at least the month of September, possibly October. Ordinary of the Mass will continue to be from the Sacramentary, at least through November. The communion anthem this Sunday is a lost 45 from Worship 2, In Thee is Gladness, using a tune known by its title in German, In Der is Freude, which is written by an Italian, Giovanni Gastaldi. I actually wrote an offertory responsory for Midnight Mass based on the first lines of In Der is Freude. Some may remember this from my days at the Geistkirche, and this one was Laetentur Caeli et exultet terra ante faciem Domini. Laetentur Caeli et exultet terra quoniam venit. Let heaven rejoice and earth exult before the face of the Lord, for he comes. I'm going to lead out of this segment and into our King Louis plug with this clip of the antiphon from around 2006-ish. Please pardon the poor audio quality, as at that time we had antiquated equipment on the time we recorded it. But anywho, here it is.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game? While we chug our favorite brewski, Koenig Ludwig Weissbier by name.
Kernit Ludwig is the right beer. A golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy, cold and refreshing. Kernit Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, a fight, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. Kernig Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
Kernig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy, cold and refreshing. Kernig Ludwig, King Louis to you. Hey!
We last left off our chat on the new translation of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass with the Sanctus, where the only change in that hymn was its beginning, Holy, 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 Lord God of Power and Might, became Holy, 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 Lord God of Hosts. Now, just like in 1969, there are four, not nine, Eucharistic prayers. All four of the Eucharistic prayers, as we originally knew them, got a major overhaul this time around. Taking line by line of the Latin that these prayers were written in and making each prayer more faithful to the Latin while also being more poetic and more like a prayer. Let's look at the beginning of the very first Eucharistic prayer known as the Roman Canon, for example, okay? Currently, it begins, "We come to you, Father, with praise and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, we ask you to accept and bless these gifts we offer you in sacrifice." And now soon it will begin, "To you, therefore, most merciful Father." Notice the Latin word clementissime now has a representation, most merciful. "To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices." In more than one instance in the new translation, you will hear references to sacrifice and victim being coupled with adjectives such as holy, pure, spotless, unblemished, etc. The third Eucharistic prayer changes the lines from east to west to from the rising of the sun to its setting, referring to time instead of direction. Common to all four of the prayers, simile modo is finally represented in a similar way. And Jesus no longer took the cup and gave it to his disciples. He took the chalice and gave that to his disciples. Cardinal Jorge Medina Estevez, prefect emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments, once mentioned that the Latin calyx should not be translated into a word that represents ordinary everyday kitchenware. And I still remember the word chalice from first grade religion class with Sister Phyllis. Also, it will be poured out for you and for many for the remission of sins. Correcting the translation of promultis. After all, if it were intended to be shed for all, wouldn't that be pro omnis? One of the most noticeable changes in parts sung or said by the congregation is in the memorial acclamation. The acclamation we use most often was never included in the options provided in the Latin, nor in really any other tongue. That acclamation is, "Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again." That acclamation is being eliminated, or as Crazy Joe Clark describes the bunch of cut-ups that he just booted from his school, expurgated. Further, keep in mind, and we remember, never were memorial acclamations, ever, nor will they ever be. We still have three options to choose from, all of which are a rewording of the original three acclamations. The first one, "We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again." The second one, "When we eat this bread and drink this cup," oops, they said cup, although cup here is with a capital C. "We proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again." And then finally the third one, "Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Now at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, the concluding doxology is rendered thus. Through him, and with him, and in him, to you, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, is all honor and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Then the priest introduces the Lord's Prayer with these words. At the Savior's command and formed by his divine teaching, we dare to say. Yes, we dare, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven. By the way, the Lord's Prayer itself is unchanged. Moving further, the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, is unchanged. Now, just before communion, we have this newly worded dialogue where the celebrant presents the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Very direct to the Latin here. And also very direct is the people's response. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Again, very direct, because we reply in Latin with, of course, Domine non sum dignus ut interest subtectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Finally, we have the dismissal. The dismissal has four options. The first one is probably the most direct to the Latin. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Simple as that. Go forth, the Mass is ended. The other three options we give are go and announce the gospel of the Lord. And then there's another one here. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord in your life. It's just a fancy way of saying go and be good. Finally, the last option, simply go in peace. And this series on the Mass will do just that. Go in peace.
Don't do this at church.
Good morning. This portion of today's Mass is brought to you by money. We need some, please. And now something totally different in a pod-safe musical guest. This is Sinfonia Electronique. Go. It's something a little different. Sinfonia Electronique performing the Organ Grinder's Lament. Okay, just to give you a little idea of Sinfonia Electronique, they're one of a couple of offshoot bands from another band called Smoke Ring Days. So sure enough, you'll find the website at smokeringdays.com. We'll leave that link in the show notes for you.
And they do come courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com, formerly known as the PodSafe Music Network. We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Anglican Latin. Brought to you by Blender, ice cream's new best friend. Welcome to a new feature we're trying out. This one's called Seamus' Adventures in Anglican Latin, where some Latin words are actually pronounced in English. Now, I'm not saying that all Anglicans will mispronounce Latin. There's some really good Anglican musicians who are really good with their Latin. However, such is not always the case. Okay? I have a couple of bits of living proof that some Anglicans do attempt to pronounce Latin words as if they were conversational English words. Okay? I'll leave a link in the show notes, first of all, to this YouTube video. Okay? It's actually part one in a six-part series. All right? And this is featuring Prince Charles of England, okay, Prince Charles of England, who does an otherwise impressive six-part documentary on the late great composer Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. And at about the 6:30 mark in this video, okay, you'll hear the first utterings of Vivat Regina, but pronounced Vivat Regina. This is no word of a lie. I'm hearing these are prominent English musicians and whatnot pronouncing their Vivat Regina as Vivat Regina. And soon after, you'll hear the choir shouting not Vivat Vivat, but Vivat Vivat. I can also recall an interview that I had in an Episcopal church not far from here. This was this goes back to like the late 80s. I'm going to say around 1988 or so. That church in question, I understand later, broke from the Anglican Communion. But anywho, the rector and I got talking about morning prayer, and I tried so hard not to laugh every time he kept referring to that invitatory psalm that is Psalm 95 as Venite, as opposed to Venite. So now I'm going to bring in Seamus, who did so well with turning ecclesiastical Latin into classical Latin that I figured I'd give him a shot at Anglican Latin. Okay? Take it away, Seamus.
Thank you, Brian. Today's Anglican Latin hymn will be the one that Brian did at Mass last Sunday. Ubi Caritas. Ubi Caritas et Amor, they use IVS. Congregavit nos in unum Christi Amor. Exultemus et in ipso jucundamor. Timimus et animus Deum vivum. Et ex cord diligamus nos sincero. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Saevo ergo common unum congregamur. Ninos menti dividamur cavimus. Sessit urgia maligna, sessit lights. Et in medio nostri sit Christus Deus. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Simul quo cum pedis fidiamus. Orienter votum tuum Christi Deus. Curium quad est in mezzum et probum. Saecula per infinita saeculorum.
I snark, still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
On our next show, Pot Luck. Kind of like the dinner you get at the Legion Post or the VFW. We'll be back.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus Vincit whitewashed,
In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Aye, 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 aye.
Crystal's Vintage Whitewash. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
If I had a choice between hearing something I Say Something by Foghorn Leghorn or that song, I mean a song of the body of Christ, I think I'll take the Foghorn Leghorn. He's a Rhode Island Red, you know.
Friends, don't forget to join us at the new Fans of the Ice Snark page on Facebook. If you're still in the old group site, get out there and come see the new site. The old site will fall victim to the wrecking ball soon, and I just don't want to have any casualties. So to join this new page, all you have to do is, first of all, find the link at isnarkmedia.blogspot.com. It's right on the sidebar, okay? Hit that link, and then at the top, hit the like button, and you're in like Flint. All right? I'll leave a link in today's show notes as well. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode. Don't know what we're going to do yet, but there'll be plenty more liturgy, music, and fun to go around. In the meantime, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Snark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.